This is Dr. Chubey Dizing up in Flex Mystery Manaska reporter patient Osman Ahmad. He's like history of ulcerative colitis. This is a follow-up Flex Mystery Manascopy. His date of birth is 5-16-1985. This is on the cell. Does not have a flex mystery manoscopy with biopsy and flex mystery manoscopy with hard force polypectomy, instant material lymphocidio, colonoscopy, upper Pakistan, by the patient played up in the chief, discovered rectal sigma to descending colon, so splenic fracture, to additional trans colon, was done since it was flex mystery manoscopy. We will clean up to that area. Beyond that, it will appear to be stools, bring the scope out. In a distal descending colon, I saw mild inflammatory changes. Biopsy for taking a voice like diagnosis. The rest of the sigma colon rectum appeared unremarkable. No evidence of colitis or proctitis. There was a flat polyp about 5 millimeter size, 3 millimeter size flat polyp noted at the rectus sigmoid junction. Appeared to be hyperplastic. Removal of the heart for sudden post polyp infective bleeding. The rectum unremarkable. So I did the biopsy of distal descending colon and sigmoid colon rectum, and they all sent a separate jar. A retinal fissure within quotient control hemorrhoid or bleeding scope. Have a 6% operation not complicated. Finding flexible sigmoidoscopy with cold biopsy and flexible sigmoidoscopy, the hard force polypectomy. Instrumental lumbar with a colonoscopy. Finding number one, flexible sigmoidoscopy up to distal transverse colon. Number two, distal descending colon appeared to be having mild inflammatory changes. Biopsy for taking slide 11. Number three, the patient appeared to have resolution of this colitis in the sigmoid colon and the rectum. No evidence of colitis or proctitis. No evidence of any inflammation, but I did the biopsy to a macroscopic inflammation. Number four, patient flat polyp noted about 3 millimeter size flat polyp hyperplastic and the rectus sigmoid. Removed the heart force successfully. Question into hemorrhoid recognition. Away from polypathology. Number two, away from the distal descending colon inflammatory biopsies, away from the rectal biopsy and the sigmoid biopsy. I'll continue the methylamine 2.4 gram per day. And if polyp has been out of colonoscopy in 1 year, complete surveillance colonoscopy in 1 year, follow on 2 weeks and 3 days, please send the copy to patient primary care provider and copy Dr. Patan Sadeh. The procedure was December 10th, 2022. December 10th, 2022. Patients are